We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to The Movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Inside my fantasies and made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. The voice of the community. It's your brother. That's the voice of the great Dionne Warwick, who will be in town this Friday. Myself and Mary Gill will be hosting her at the Fox. Hopefully, I see you there. 404-892-2703 is the number. It's your brother. A special guest in the studio with me, this gentleman. You may not know his name, but you know his face. He starred as Martin Luther King Jr. in Paramount's drama, Selma, which was released in 2014. And he's starring in a new movie, and I'm going to let him tell you about it. It was something else. He's a Golden Globe winner, NAACP Image Award Best Actor winner, and an Oscar-nominated actor. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, put your hands together for David Oyelowo. I get it? I get it right
here?
Yeah,
you did.
Okay.
you did.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me.
That's that Yoruba, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Your parents are Nigerian?
That's right. My dad is Yoruba, my mom, Igbo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And but you were born in England.
I was born in the UK.
So what made you want to come to the U.S. to pursue your career?
Well, my heroes growing up when I was watching movies were Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Those were the people I saw doing great things who looked like me,
mm-hmm.
And that they were thinner on the ground in the UK. And so as I had a career that continued to grow in the UK to reach the heights of what I hoped to do, it felt like coming over the pond was the way forward.
Yeah, crossing the pond.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, of course, you're here to talk about the movie, but this is the Blackest show on radio. So, I'm curious about the experiences of black people around the world, particularly when I get a chance to interview people who are not from this country, because you already know it's rough and tough here. But what is it like in Great Britain for black people? You know,
it's
generally speaking.
It's challenging. I mean, you know, one of the privileges I've had in my life is even though I was born in the UK, grew up in the UK, I also lived in Nigeria for 7 years, which is my country of origin in terms of my parents. And so, you know, that the juxtaposition of growing up in a country where I was a minority and then living in a country where I was part of the majority was formative for me. I lived in Nigeria from the ages of 6 to 13. And there is a real difference between living somewhere where you are indeed the majority, a place where all the opportunities that society affords are afforded you.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me erode what I guess I would call a minority mentality once I moved back to the UK and now America. But, you know, the thing with the United Kingdom is it definitely has racism. It's just, it's sort of couched in more polite action and language, which kind of makes it even more insidious and dangerous in a way.
And ironic, you know, in that, you know, Britain colonized, murdered, killed more people around the world than any other country, but yet it's so civilized, you know, which is just a epitome of irony. Let's talk about the movie.
Yeah.
What's the name of the new movie? I saw the trailer, man, and it actually just gripped me, and couldn't wait to talk to you about it because it just bugged me out, to be honest with you.
Oh, thank you. No, the film is called Don't Let Go.
Yeah.
And it stars myself as Jack Radcliffe, who's a detective who has a niece who he really loves, as played by Storm Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this beautiful relationship.
She looks like a Nigerian or some...
I don't know what's in her ethnic mix, but I think she identifies purely as African American.
Okay.
But you may remember her as Meg Murray in A Wrinkle in Time, Disney's film A Wrinkle in Time, as directed by Ava DuVernay.
Yes, of course.
So in this film we have
this messed up, man, because you're making me get an accent. I said yes, of course.
I'm not taking any blame. I'm not taking it. Remember, this is the blackest show on radio. But we have this beautiful relationship, and then a terrible thing happens. You know, she is murdered along with my brother and my sister-in-law, and I'm in a state of grieving, and then suddenly I get a phone call from her. Of course, I'm freaked out by this. What's going on? And I realize time has somehow split, and she is calling me from 2 weeks before her murder, so I've got to try and figure out how to reach through time and save her.
It brings us into a conversation about parallel universes, and they're really, you know, I mean, there are people who theorize that there are, you know, there's another, in a transcendent kind of way, there's another space, another place where activities are going on at the same time that they're going on here. The whole idea of the doppelganger. It made me think about, what's the movie, not Get Out, the one that came, the one after Get Out.
Oh, Us?
Us.
Yeah.
It made me, when I was looking at the trailer, it gave me the kind of feel that Us kind of feel.
Right.
Which is interesting way. Who's directing in
Jacob Estes directed it, and funny enough, it's the same studio that made both Get Out and Us, Blumhouse.
Okay.
And Universal. So, and it also stars Michael T. Williamson, Brian Tyree Henry, Alfred Molina. Really great cast.
Yeah. So, what do you see yourself, or how do you see this film, critically? What kind of critical feedback are you getting from it thus far?
Well, the great thing for me is, you know, when they first approached me with the project, it wasn't written as an African-American character. You know, it was a white guy on a farm in Ohio. And, you know, but the concept was really great. And I wanted it to be culturally specific to someone who looks like me. So we set it in L.A. We set it in South Central Los Angeles. And you know, thankfully for me, my casting meant that we could really go for a great African-American cast without it necessarily relying on racial themes. So, you know, what I love about Us, for instance, and other films, Wrinkle in Time being one also that Storm was in, is now that we're making more of these films that don't have to be tied to the fact that we're black, but the fact that we're human and that we go through crazy stuff. We can be heroes, we can entertain, we can do all those things that, you know, in the past in Hollywood, there have been real limitations. So I'm really excited about the prospect of having a film out there that is just a great piece of entertainment for us and beyond us.
It's a beautiful thing. Tell me, and I'm interested in knowing, because how do you, I don't want to use the term code switch, but how do you bend your linguistic piece.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. That to me is what an actor is. You know, yeah. I'm always looking to play roles that are as far away from me as possible, whether that's an accent or physically or characteristics, personality, location, mm-hmm. Even my physical
appearance.
Size.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah, because you were heavier for the King role.
That's right. Yeah. I gained quite a bit of weight for that. But I love that because to me, you know, my heroes when it comes to acting are people like Daniel Day-Lewis who are complete chameleons. And, you know, anytime I have the opportunity to do that, I try and grab it.
Well, you do it and you do it very well.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you coming through and spending time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Bless your heart, brother.
Thank you. Ladies, August 30th.
August 30th?
Yes.
That's when it comes out. I'll be there, man. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please put your hands together for my dear brother and friend of the movement, Brother David Oyelowo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.